What do you think of a prairie?
It's just grass and marshland. That's all it is, honey.
Is a marsh, is that salt water?
Well, when the river's salty, yes. When the bays are salty.
This water turns...
It's salty, honey, at times, yes, in the river. But in the marshlands, and your bays use your salt. It's all different times of the year. It's salty.
This, what do you call it when it's sort of half salty and half fresh?
Brackish.
Do you ever hear another name for fresh water?
Hmm.
Do you ever hear people say sweet water?
Mm-mm.
The fresh water? What about the, sort of a, I don't know if you say marshy, just sort of a wet place, more inland that has trees growing in it?
Swamp.
Uh-huh.
Swamplands.
Is that salty or fresh?
No, that's fresh, most likely.
What about something kind of like a swamp, only a little smaller?
I don't know about that. I heard of swamplands.
Do you
ever
hear of a reed break or a bagel? A bagel?
No. I don't know about that.
What about different kinds of soil? Do you ever hear names for?
Well, the soil that we got now is like clay. It's hard as a rock when you dig it. You have to have sandy land to plant things in.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of loam or loom?
No.
What about blackjack or gumbo?
Oh, you talk about a gumbo filet.
What's that?
It's a tree that bears, it's really a sassafras tree, right? The real name of it. We call it gumbo filet.
The gumbo filet tree?
Yes. It's in French. But it's really a sassafras tree, you know.
What part of the tree do you use?
You use the leaves.
For the
gumbo. Yeah, you pick the leaves off the tree. You want me to tell you how to?
Yeah.
You pick the leaves off the tree. You wash your leaves and you dry your leaves. You dry them completely on a... We used to dry ours on a piece of screen. And then you take the, put them in a clean cloth. And you take a hammer and you pound them. And then you sift it through a sifter, you know. And you can use it.
So finally you just have a powder.
Yeah. You pound it till you get the powder, you know.
That's gumbo filet.
Yeah.
Say someone had some swampy land and they were getting the water off the swamp. They'd say they were doing what to it?
Draining it.
Okay. And the thing that they dig to drain it.
Well, I wouldn't know how to drain it, honey.
Well, something.
Be a ditch us. We should drain our lands with ditches before.
What about something bigger than a ditch that a ship can go?
Canal.
Through?
A ship can't go through a canal, honey. A boat could go through a canal. A ship can ship goes through this Mississippi River right here.
A canal's big enough for just a small boat, for
a good sized boat, but not no ship or anything, no.
What about them?
Now you need a man to help you with that.
Say if you had a rain and the water washed out a little trench sort of, you call that a
I don't know what you'd call it up the country, but I don't know. Just call it a little hole.
What if it's something big and deep that where a lot of water is washed away?
Oh, see if I can think of a name to tell you. I know what you're talking about, if I can think of the name of it. Caving away. The land's caving away.